98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
As we know, we're over the bank holiday. It's Tuesday. And this coming Saturday, it's Halloween. And we've been told time and time again it won't be your normal Halloween, and we've been encouraged to follow health advice and not bring the children trick-or-treating this weekend. So now every single one of you who is a parent is having the same conversation at home. What are we going to do for our kids to make Halloween a little bit special? Now, it's a balancing act, as parents don't want to completely cancel Halloween for kids, yet all we want to keep our children is safe from COVID. So I would love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. It is Halloween 2020. Well, it will be in a few days. Oh, that's scary music, that is. So, like I said, it's a balancing act this Saturday. So we want to hear from you. What are your plans for Halloween 2020? What have you put in place to make sure your kids have a safe but a good Halloween? Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. What are your plans for Halloween 2020? Is there something happening in your area that all the neighbours are kind of signing up to? Is there going to be a bonfire around where you are? So what are you doing for Halloween 2020 in your house or in your area? Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898, and let us know exactly what you're planning for this weekend. Saturday night will not be the normal Halloween that we'd come to love and know. It's going to be a little bit different. Call me right now on 6797981. Okay, Joanne has sent me... Oh, scary music is gone. Joanne has sent me this message. We have picked out three neighbours and have all agreed that we will call to each other's homes, and that's it. Not a bad idea. So we've picked out three neighbours. So the three neighbours are all in on this, and they are just going to visit each other's homes, and that'll be the end of that. So that's their plan. That's what they plan to do this weekend. What are you planning to do with your kids to make Halloween a little bit special but a little bit different at the same time? That's the question that we want to find out the answer to. And how are the kids feeling about it as well? Are they upset about it? Are they coping okay with it? Or are they really, 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 really annoyed over the fact that they can't go trick-or-treating? Or maybe you're actually planning to bring them trick-or-treating regardless. I know some people are. Now, it's a bit of a downer if you knock on somebody's door and they don't answer, because a lot of people will not answer the door this week, this Saturday night. They just won't, because of the current COVID situation. So have you bought sweets? Have you... What is your plan? That's really what we're trying to find out. What is your plan for Halloween night this coming Saturday? What are you planning to do? How are you... Are you just staying indoors, keeping the kids inside, not going anywhere? I just got this message. In our house, we will be getting some sweets, making some chocolate apples. We will dress up and have a little party at home, just the five of us at home. And I know that's what a lot of people are doing. So having a bit of crack, but without the trick-or-treating, without going door-to-door this coming weekend. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. This is Dave.
Morning, Adrian. I can't come on there because I'm stuck in work. No, we're having a Halloween hunt for the kids in my house. We're just going to go upstairs and we're going to hide a load of treats in around upstairs, all the bedrooms and stuff like that, and turn off all the lights. And the lads have to get dressed up and go upstairs with torches without turning on any of the lights and see if they can find all the treats.
Right, okay, that sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds all right. Pete, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Pete.
Morning, Adrian. How are you getting on?
Well, what is the plan for Halloween 2020?
Yeah, pretty much the same as the last guy there that just said, going to have a hunt in the house. Going to tie some apples to some string, bob some apples, have a bit of crack, you know what I mean? So we'll hide the sweets around the house. Actually, it's a very good idea, turn off all the lights. So I might grab a couple of torches and do the same, you know?
Okay, so it's going to be nice and simple, but you've already made a decision not to go trick-or-treating.
Look, it's, you know what, Adrian, there's a lot of vulnerable people out there that are afraid of their lives and people knocking on their front doors, so I'm just gonna have to nip it in the bud and just say no this year, you know.
Mm.
Like, a lot of the neighbours around the area where we are, of course, some of them are quite old, so, and they're a bit fearful of, you know, people knocking on the door and them having to sort of answer as well, so... I'm not going to put anybody in that situation, you know, for a couple of sweets, you know what I mean, where I can fill their bags for them myself, you know. But I think that's the best plan. That's just my opinion, sorry.
And the feeling is, you know, this hopefully, fingers crossed and all that, will be a one-off, a different Halloween, and you'd like to think that by next October they'll be able to have a more normal Halloween.
Well, that's it, absolutely, Adrian. You know yourself, it's just the year that's in it, unfortunately, and we just got to, you know, protect each other. I know we keep saying we're in this together and all, but you know what, this is something that we all can do together, you know, in a way of keeping everybody safe.
Yeah, and trick-or-treating is something that we can live without, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, and like the last caller and myself, I just, you know, we make the most of it at home. We'll have a bit of crack, you know, we'll get dressed up myself and... Yeah, so we go a bit wild in the house, you know.
All right, very good. Well, enjoy us. Thanks very much indeed, Pete. 6797981 is our telephone number. Or you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898. We're trying to find out what you are planning for Halloween night this coming Saturday. Have you a special thing? Or maybe you are, like we said... A couple of neighbours have decided to kind of form a little bubble, three of them, and the kids will visit those houses only. Yasmin, what's your plan?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
We are going up to the woods and going to carve a few little pumpkins. That's our little treat. We're just going up there, a little pumpkin hunt, and
Which woods are you going to?
The one that's close to our home, so it's in reach of walkable distance.
Oh, very good, okay.
Yeah.
And are you going to go up earlier and plant or put the pumpkins around the place, or what's the plan?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll go up early with just by myself, and my husband and my three boys will trail on behind me there.
Very good.
An hour later, yeah.
And would the kids normally go trick-or-treating?
No, not really. They're quite young, and I don't really give them treats.
Okay. So, that's fair enough.
They're more into the thrill, I guess, the dressing up and the face paints and thing all that. I've got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Oh, you've your hands full.
Yeah.
But a hunt in the woods sounds like a great way to spend Halloween. It really does.
Yeah, we're really excited. The boys are really excited. And, I mean, obviously we're going to pick up after ourselves. But, yeah, we might just leave them there for other people to have a look if they're going past or...
All right, very good. That's brilliant. Yeah. All right, Yasmin, thanks very much indeed. I got this WhatsApp voice note from young Megan, who wants to explain what she's doing on Saturday.
Hey, Jane. This is Megan here. On Halloween, my mum is going to go behind one of the doors, and she's going to go behind one of the doors and have a few sweets. Then I knock on that door, and then she gives me the sweet, and then we go do that the whole way around the house as if I'm going trick-or-treating. And another thing, so my mom hides sweets around the house when I'm not looking, and then she gives me a clue to where one of them is, and then I find the sweets. Then there's a clue and a piece of paper, and then we go the whole way around the house or wherever she hides them, and then at the end there's going to be a big pile of sweets there. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Megan, that sounds mega. It really does. It sounds brilliant. Kira, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Kira.
Hiya.
Well, what is the plan for Saturday night?
So, a few weeks ago, I saw how bad things were getting, and I didn't want to let my little sister out, so I made her and her three or four little friends those little sweet boxes. So, I put a fair enough in, and then I made one for her, and then her friend's parents agreed to make one for the other kids as well. And then I just dropped them over to the house, so Charlie doesn't have to come out. And then we'll just have the sweets in the house and probably play a few dress-up games or find the candy in the house somewhere or hang an apple and try bite it and stuff.
Okay, so there'll be no trick-or-treating?
No.
No.
But I made a few boxes for her friends and stuff so they'll get to come to.
All right, very good. So, yeah, I mean, like I said a few minutes ago, we'd like to think it's a once-off. It's going to be an unusual Halloween, but you'd like to think by next October...
They can, everything's okay.
Yeah, you'd like to think. That's the theory anyway.
We'd like to think, yeah, but we don't know.
But yeah, you'd think by next October they'd be able to have a normal Halloween. And are they excited about it?
Yeah. Oh, she can't wait to get sweets.
Oh, that's brilliant. All right, well, that's brilliant. Okay, enjoy, Kira. Thanks very much indeed. Anne-Marie sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
This Halloween, I'm getting a pumpkin and I'm going to stick a load of lollipops in the pumpkin and leave it on my pillar so the kids going by can take some lollipops. And then for my own children, I'm going to do a treasure hunt out on the field in front of our house.
All right, that's a great idea, actually. That's a brilliant idea, Anne-Marie. Sarah, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Sarah.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Well, it's Halloween on Saturday and not a normal Halloween. What's your plan?
I don't have any kids, but I just saw a really nice thing on Instagram for people who do. Similar to Anne-Marie, it's kind of like a treasure hunt around the house, but there's actually kind of like written clues, and like the kids can then like read the clues and then go and like problem solve them and find where the sweets are hidden around the house.
Very good.
There's one here, like just an example. It's witches fly on a broom, find your next clue in the downstairs bathroom. So like they'd have to read it and then like problem solve it and then go and find it. Like there's a good few of them there, so like it keep them busy for a good while, you know.
And where did you see that?
It was a page on Instagram. I can't remember, but I have them. I have them on screenshot, and I can WhatsApp them in.
Oh, very good. Yeah, do please. Yeah, that'd be great.
If you want, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
You know, there's 10 or 12 of them there, so we'll keep them busy for a good while, you know?
Absolutely, and a bit of work as well. It's not...
Yeah, it'd be nice for them, something different, you know?
Yep, very good. All right, Sarah, thanks very much indeed, and send those in to us, please, if you can. Marie, you have your 7-year-old Emma beside you.
Yeah.
And what is the plan?
Do a pumpkin carving competition. We're going to do a... dress a mummy, so just like, you know, the bandages out, the first aid kit.
Yeah.
Go in pairs and see who does that the quickest. And then we're just going to have a little party and disco and watch Hocus Pocus.
Oh, brilliant, yeah. Hocus Pocus, brilliant, yeah. Now, so, this Saturday is not going to be a normal Halloween. No trick-or-treating, no?
No.
You've made that decision. And how does Emma feel about that?
Oh, well, all of them are delighted. They can't be. They want to do up their little trick-or-treat bags themselves, so we're going to get that ready during the week.
And that sounds really good. That sounds really, really good. And Emma's all excited about it.
She is.
How are you, Emma?
Say hi.
Hi.
Are you looking forward to Halloween?
Yeah.
Excellent. And it's going to be a different Halloween, but you don't mind, do you?
No.
No, but that's brilliant. All right, thanks very much indeed, Marie. We'll take a couple more. Derek, what's the plan in your local community?
How are you? Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Yeah, what we're doing there in conjunction with Dublin City Council and Ringsend Norwich Town Community Centre is a family fun online quarantine quiz. So the four rounds of 11 questions will be all Halloween orientated, that the average family should, out of 11 questions, get 7 or 8 of them.
Very good.
So we'd have up to €1,000 vouchers given away, as I said, sponsored
really?
By DCC. Oh, yeah. Like, first prize is a €300, one for all vouchers. Second is 200. third is 100, and then the next 10 prizes are €50 pizza vouchers, and then there's a load of €25 one for all vouchers as well.
So. That is brilliant. And this is for where? The Ringsend Irish Town community?
Yeah, and surrounding areas. So that's, you know, Sandymount itself.
That sounds brilliant. And so the quiz itself will be all kind of Halloween themed.
Yeah, like question number one, what do witches use to fly around on? You know, that's just a very easy one.
Oh,
to
I
haven't
a clue.
Engaged.
God,
you wouldn't
clue.
Have a clue. I no. haven't a clue myself.
Jeez, I thought you said they were easy. That's very hard.
So at 9 o'clock, yeah, we're going to start at 8, and then about 10 to 9 we're going to break, and then under the supervision of all parents, we're requesting families to light a candle for those who have lost a life during COVID-19, and then we resume part two of the quiz about 9:05.
That is absolutely brilliant. That is really, really good. And Dublin City Council are involved in organising all this?
They are. Like, they do have a Dockers and Demons Festival in Ringsend annually, obviously, at Halloween. So they were kind of, their hands were tied this year what to do. So we came up with the idea, you know, it was a team effort between Lorraine and Jennifer from Ringsend Noisetown Community Centre to put this together. So I've been hosting this quiz the last 6-7 months since lockdown back in late March. So I was approached, and I thought it was a no-brainer. You know, it's great for the community, it's great for mental health, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
It really sounds excellent. It sounds fantastic, Derek, and the very best of luck with it. And if anybody living in the area in Ringsend, Irish Town, and they'd like to take part, what do they do?
Yeah, they just go directly to my page, but I don't want to give my full name for the simple reason we're going to get inundated. We're hoping to have easy a couple of hundred online, so this event was supposed to be getting put through the whole of Dublin, through Dublin City Council, but we requested it just for the Ringsend area, because we do have 2,000 or 3,000 viewers, and question number one is asked, and then we're getting the likes of 1,500 answers at once. You know, strolling
okay,
back
yeah,
to
messy, was
forced
yeah.
in to avail of the 5 points, second and 4, 3, 2 and 1, so that's the way it's all done. It's a team effort for my family with my son. I've seen the pen observer recording all scores on his laptop, etc.
Very good. That's really, really brilliant, Derek. And I'm just Googling here. I can't find out the answer to that question at all.
I'll private message you.
What was the question again? What mode of transport?
Does a witch use to fly around?
Yeah, I can't find the answer anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, Derek. Good to talk to you, and the very best of luck with that. That's a brilliant
Thanks
idea.
Thanks very much. Good morning, Bella.
Good morning to you. Saoirse is a young lady who has a great Halloween plan.
My name is Saoirse, and we're going to be doing something different for Halloween this year because of Corona. We're going to do old school. We're going to go bopping apples on the string with coins, wrapping in tin foil because of Corona, and we're gonna make chocolate apples, and then we're gonna trick or treat around our house, knock at every door, and we're gonna look at movies all night and eat sweets all day.
Sounds great, Saoirse. It sounds really, really good. And I was just looking at the weather for the next few days, and yeah, Saturday doesn't look great anyway. So even it looks like it's going to be lashing rain, to be honest. So, you know, what better way to spend Halloween than indoors? Because who wants to be going out in the lashings of rain? Joe, tell us about your daughter's house.
Hello.
Hiya, Joe. How are you?
Hiya, Adrian, love. No, she's just about all the corona and all the lockdown. She said, like, Halloween wouldn't be cancelled in her house. So she put the Christmas tree down, her Halloween decorations that the kids had to make it in stone.
Okay.
And that was it.
And again, no trick-or-treating, but the house will be very Halloween-y.
Yes, that's it, Adrian, love.
That's brilliant. That sounds really, really good. And it's just a case of adapting to our new normal, unfortunately.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Our new way of living.
All right. Good to talk to you, Joe. Thanks very much indeed. There you are. There are just some of the ideas and plans for Halloween night. And as we said, the weather doesn't look particularly brilliant, I have to say. So, okay, so here are some ideas that this was sent. Halloween at home, pumpkin painting, pumpkin carving, creepy nails, costume making, decorating, creepy cards, arts and crafts, scary poems, face painting, ghost stories, spooky baking. Not sure what that involves, but okay. Spooky baking, Halloween feast, a woodland walk, game making, movie night, and a Halloween Zoom party. All sounds really, really good. And it would be even more enjoyable if it is lash and rain outside. Won't it? Yeah, maybe will.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.